Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Taipei, Taiwan. Practitioners send New Year greetings to Falun Dafa's founder. U.S. and Canadian officials urge release of Falun Gong practitioners detained in China. Better health and happier families. German practitioners express gratitude to Falun Dafa. Numerous professionals targeted for their faith in Falun Gong in 2021. Woman in her 50s dies 3 days after being arrested for practicing Falun Gong. And Sydney, TNT Bookstore holds 9-day workshops. New and veteran practitioners exchange experiences and understandings. Now for the stories.
Taipei, Taiwan. Practitioners send New Year greetings to Falun Dafa's founder. Chinese New Year falls on February 1st this year. To usher in the New Year, around 1,000 Falun Dafa practitioners from Taipei and New Taipei districts gathered at Liberty Square in Taipei on January 16th to send greetings to the founder of the practice, Mr. Li Hongzhi. They put their hands together in heshe, a gesture of respect, and said in chorus, "Happy New Year, Master." The practitioners then demonstrated the peaceful Falun Dafa exercises. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a high-level cultivation practice from the Buddhist school and is guided by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It was introduced to the public in China in May 1992 by its founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi, and is now practiced in over 100 countries and regions worldwide. The experiences of hundreds of millions of followers have shown that Falun Dafa can bring practitioners to high levels, has positive effect in bringing about a stable society, and improves people's health and moral character. Wu Huling holds an International Management Master's degree from Oxford Brookes University in England. She said she decided to practice Falun Dafa after seeing the upright character and demeanor of practitioners. Huling got to know many classmates from China while studying for her master's degree in the UK. In early 1999, her classmate Mei told her about Falun Dafa. 6 months later, Mei wrote an article on her cultivation experiences as practitioners in the UK prepared to hold a conference. Huling asked Mei what she was writing, and it helped her to gain a basic understanding of the practice. After attending an experience-sharing conference and a peaceful protest against the persecution at the Chinese consulate in London, she felt that practitioners were an admirable group of people, and she decided to start practicing Falun Dafa.
U.S. and Canadian officials urge release of Falun Gong practitioners detained in China. After Beijing sentenced 11 local Falun Gong practitioners in mid-January, 3 weeks before the upcoming Winter Olympics, the U.S. State Department and other government officials, as well as human rights lawyers in Canada, condemned the Chinese Communist Party for the wrongful convictions and called on it to stop persecuting Falun Gong and release detained practitioners. Ms. Chu Na, a painting artist, was sentenced to an 8-year prison term on January 14th. Her husband died at age 42 on February 6th, 2008, 11 days after being arrested for his faith in Falun Gong. His death came 6 months before the 2008 Summer Olympics. The English edition of the Epoch Times reported on January 21st that the U.S. State Department urged the CCP to immediately end its depraved abuse and mistreatment of Falun Gong practitioners, release those in prison due to their beliefs, and address the whereabouts of missing practitioners, wrote an official in an email. Since 1999, the Communist Party of China has sought to eradicate Falun Gong, a spiritual practice originating in China, and its peaceful practitioners and human rights defenders who have fought for their right to practice their beliefs, the email continued. Extensive evidence shows the PRC government continues to repress and abuse this community to this day, the official wrote, adding that thousands of Falun Gong practitioners face detention, harassment, and reported torture and abuse each year for simply practicing their beliefs.
Better health and happier families. German practitioners express gratitude to Falun Dafa. There can be many challenges in life, and some are difficult to deal with. For many people, the practice known as Falun Dafa or Falun Gong opened a door to new opportunities. By following the teachings to be a better person and constantly improving oneself, people have found that many problems were resolved even before they noticed. One example is Richard saying goodbye to insomnia. Richard works in the justice system, and he used to have difficulty falling asleep. The worst time happened 10 years ago when he barely slept at all for an entire month. Frustrated over the tiredness and fatigue, he asked a friend for advice. "Why don't you try Falun Dafa?" the friend replied. "It helped me a lot and will help you too." So Richard learned the sitting meditation before going to bed. "Surprisingly, I slept very well that night, even though I could barely cross my legs halfway." He said, "From that I knew that Falun Dafa is extraordinary and decided to explore more." The practice not only cured this insomnia, but also gave him much more. It also provided a sense of assurance and safety, as many people were worried about uncertainties during the pandemic. Richard felt very fortunate to be a Dafa disciple. He said, "Falun Dafa helped me with my insomnia and gave me a peaceful mind. I couldn't imagine what life would be without it. I will remain diligent in cultivation and help more people know about the practice. Thank you, Master Lee." Paul is a retired fire chief. About 4 years ago, he jogged at the local park almost every morning. One day, he saw a group of people doing Falun Dafa exercises. Curious about the gentle exercises, Paul went up for a chat and learned everyone could learn the exercises for free. "As soon as I tried doing the first set of exercises, I felt myself surrounded in energy." He said he felt light after returning home. "The 40-plus years of working at the fire department left me with pain in my legs and lower back. But that afternoon, I did not feel anything, and it was such a wonderful feeling," he explained. Impressed by this experience, Paul contacted local practitioners and began to read the book Juan Falun. The teachings are very profound, and all his questions about life were answered. "I immediately knew this is something I had been looking for," he added.
Numerous professionals targeted for their faith in Falun Gong in 2021. Since the Chinese Communist Party began to persecute Falun Gong, an ancient spiritual discipline, in 1999, countless practitioners have been harassed, arrested, detained, imprisoned, and tortured. In 2021, it was recorded that 132 Falun Gong practitioners died as a result of the persecution. 1,187 practitioners were sentenced, and 16,413 were arrested and harassed. Many among them were professionals, including a retired colonel, a government official, researchers, college professors, bank managers, engineers, accountants, lawyers, and doctors. Practitioners from various professions were targeted for their faith. But with the ever-increasing mass surveillance and information censorship by the Chinese Communist regime, the number of Falun Gong practitioners who are persecuted cannot always be reported in a timely manner, nor is all of the information readily available. Mr. Liu Guanru, a former construction finance manager in Daqing City, Heilongjiang Province, passed away on April 4, 2021, while serving a 7-year term for practicing Falun Gong. While the Tai Lai prison claimed that the 69-year-old man died of a stroke, his family suspects that he may have been tortured to death. Mr. Liu was arrested on November 9, 2018. The police interrogated him, forced him to stand for long hours, and made him wear shackles in the Daqing City Detention Center. When he went on a hunger strike to protest the persecution, the guards force-fed him, which caused him to vomit blood and suffer heart failure. He was on the verge of death and was resuscitated at the hospital several times. Mr. Liu was sentenced to 7 years in prison and a 40,000 yuan fine by the Ranghulu District Court on July 1, 2019. The authorities imprisoned him despite his serious medical condition. He died at the Tai Lai prison on April 4, 2021.
Woman in her 50s dies 3 days after being arrested for practicing Falun Gong. A woman in Chengdu, Sichuan Province, died 3 days after she was arrested for practicing Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline that has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. Ms. Wang Sulan was arrested outside of her apartment building on January 20, 2022, and held at a secret detention facility in Pengzhou. The police informed Ms. Wang's family on January 23rd that she had died earlier that day. Her body was soon moved to the Pengzhou City Funeral Home. Her family had seen her body, but further details about her death remain under investigation. The police in Pengzhou have arrested several local practitioners in January 2022, in addition to Ms. Wang. Mr. Zhou Jinba was arrested at home on January 6th and had his computer, cell phone, and Falun Gong books confiscated. Two others were also arrested on the same day. All three of them were held in the same detention facility where Ms. Huang died, and they were all denied visits from their lawyers. The police in Pengzhou have arrested several local practitioners in January 2022, in addition to Ms. Huang. Mr. Zhou Jinba was arrested at home on January 6th and had his computer, cell phone, and Falun Gong books confiscated. Two others were also arrested on the same day. All three of them were held in the same detention facility, and they were all denied visits from their lawyers. A fourth practitioner, Ms. Yifang, was arrested at home on January 19th. The police spent hours searching her home, confiscating dozens of her Falun Gong books, 150 DVDs with information about Falun Gong, along with staples, ink cartridges, and other Falun Gong materials. When Ms. Yi's family went to the police station the next day to deliver clothes to her, the police said she had already been taken to the Xinjiang Brainwashing Center. Another practitioner in Pengzhou, Mr. Yang Yingyi, died on December 10, 2021, 4 months after his arrest.
Sydney, Tianti Bookstore holds 9-day workshops. New and veteran practitioners exchange experiences and understandings. The Tianti Bookstore in downtown Sydney held free Falun Dafa 9-day Chinese and English workshops on January 3rd through 20th, 2022. Sydney's Tianti Bookstore is located in Darling Harbour in the city center between the Chinese Garden and Town Hall train stations. During the pandemic, whenever the government allowed business to resume, the Chianti bookstore proved to be a haven for people who were concerned about their health and improving their immunity. The bookstore reopened on August 12, 2021, and after the city ended its lockdown period on December 15, 2021, it resumed holding free 9-day workshops regularly. New and veteran Chinese and Western practitioners exchanged their feelings and experiences after listening to Master Li Hongzhi's lectures and practicing the exercises. Everyone said that they benefited a lot and thanked Master and Dafa from the bottom of their hearts. Western practitioner Katie Hunt learned about Falun Dafa after she watched a documentary a year ago. She recently went for some acupuncture, and her acupuncturist suggested she attend the 9-day workshop. Katie said, "The 9-day workshop is well organized. After attending the workshop, I learned many new things. I understand that the most important thing that Master said is that we must get rid of our attachments and negative matter. In the past, when conflicts happened and when I was very angry, I often could not control my anger. After listening to Master's lectures, I know how to control myself. I also discovered that after attending the 9-day workshop, I feel even more energetic and happy." Katie bought the book Zhuan Falun and started reading it. "When I first started reading this book, many questions appeared," she said. "However, as I continued to read on, the more I read, the more questions would be answered. After completing the workshop, I will continue to practice the exercises and read Zhuan Falun every day, because Falun Dafa has benefited me a lot. I will also introduce it to my mother and ask her to learn Falun Dafa." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.